Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome again to yet another Thursday night open mic. We are so excited always to have our open mic hosted here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Well, we have two wonderful segments for you. The first half is our regular hour of poetry, an open mic segment. And then we have our hot and erotic segment of the show, which is our Strong Island Central Chic segment of the show, which is hosted the second half of the show. And we always so look forward to that. We're looking forward to a lot of amazing, talented people come out tonight and share their talents with us here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I just want to remind all of you that are tuning in and listening in that the number to call in is 917-932-8881. If you wish to sing, do a monologue, share with us your poetic voice, that's what open mic is all about. It's for you to share your talent with us. And we are so looking forward to all of you coming through this evening and doing just that. All right, we know that sometimes it takes time for people to come in and roll through, but we highly anticipate everybody coming through. We have a lot of regular people that come to the show and tune in and participate. So I just want to take the time out to say, hey, Strong Island, which happens to be our host for the second half of the show, the Strong Island Central Sheets. That is her segment of the show, and I always look forward to that. She's doing a great job with that. I want to say welcome, Testimony Liquid Demand. I hope I pronounced your name properly. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We so appreciate you. Welcome, Charlize Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We so love you and appreciate you for coming on through, for sharing your voice with us and tuning into the show. We have a lot of announcements that we're going to be making a little bit later on in the show. But until the poets come through, we might as well get it started here. Oh, I see Soft Kisses has popped up in the room. Hello, Miss Soft Kisses. Shout out to you. And thank you so much for being here. Guest 30105, welcome, welcome. We so love you for tuning in and participating here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Well, I'm just going to get it started here with a piece that I've probably done before on the show, but nevertheless, we're going to share it with you again just to get everything off and popping. And let's start out with, okay, I'm trying to, I probably should have had the piece that I wanted to do kind of a little ready before, but I'm undecided on what I want to do because I am going to share with you this piece entitled Altogether Lovely. I don't know if I've read that on the show before, and I think that's a poem that's in that I have in my book. But here we go, people. God is simply amazing. The sacrifice of his son's life made mine worth saving. My hands stay lifted, and in him I am constantly praising God. It simply is, he is so simply amazing. The white clouds and the blue skies, winter, spring, summer, and fall is beautiful. And like, it's a shame for an atheist to say that there is no God exists, because how can they say such a thing as this when God gives us daily a world to peer at as lovely as this? He is altogether lovely, and his love fills my heart deep inside. And under his wing is where I always hide. Sitting under the willow tree, God leans in and kisses me. My love I give to you, he always says. And all of me, eternal life is my gift, and it's free. All inside of me is warmed up because I begin to cry. The many tears flowing from my eyes because God has sat down and began to talk to me under a willow tree. He has given me the comfort I need to get to go through. He constantly recognizes me, and he loves me even in spite of the things that I go through. I know that God is with me, and he will carry me through. God is altogether lovely, and his love is a love I have to have, because no matter what I am going through or who I'm with, God is never leaves me alone, and he is always by my side. And his love is the kind of love that I cannot do without. And that's my piece. That was just a short little piece because I wanted to just kind of share. Sometimes we go through our day-to-day life forgetting how amazing God is and how he constantly gives us strength to go through the things that we're going through. And sometimes we focus so much on the wrong things that we're going through in our life, we never stop and just thank God for just being there, just being present, being able to take in the beauty of the earth and all the things that the birds that sing, the flowers and the tree, all of those beautiful things that God constantly allows us to see. When you wake up in the morning, you have something totally, definitely to be thankful for, because you can say that God has yet allowed me to see another day. And whatever circumstances you were going through in your life the day before, you know that you have a new day to start, erase all of those things and start anew in your life. Whatever you're going through, just lean on God and present it to him, and he will definitely carry you through. This is not supposed to be a religious segment, but I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm just going with the flow right now, because you just never know when other people are going through things in their lives. And sometimes God will just instruct you to kind of just say some encouraging words to other people. So that's what I chose to do this evening. And I see that everyone is definitely falling through. And we are just going to get everything started, because I'm so excited for a lot of the poets to come through and grace the mic, because it's always such a tremendous blessing. A lot of the people that I truly admire and really support, you know, sometimes you got to let people know how much you appreciate them and love them and support them and what they're doing, because we receive a lot of support from a lot of the poets coming through. Because the show would not be a show without the poets and the many talented people coming through. So I just want to take this time out to just say really thank you, and I appreciate you always coming through whenever you have the time. I have a lot of people that I, you know, really truly highly admire, especially my co-host DVG, Miss Strong Island, DC the Voice of Reason. He's a very talented brother. One other brother that, you know, I just love his voice and his talent, Mr. Larry Edwards. You heard him on our show, you know, spitting some pieces and singing, you know, just a voice that makes you melt inside. And I see J. Crean out there. I love you. He's just such a political rather than he just really passionate about the things of the world. So a lot of people don't you know, get a chance to embrace the many talented people that are out here and hear their voice. But I'm so glad that this is the avenue where people can hear the voice of all the many talented people who are really doing their thing and touching the world. So with that being said, I just had to get that through. I don't know why I'm doing that, but I had to get that through. And let me go ahead and connect in the first caller here. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic from the 865 area code?
Hey, sis, this is Jay Kren.
Hey, Jay Kren, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear your voice. And I know you have a wonderful piece for us this evening. I'm so anticipating that.
Well, I hope everybody likes it.
They will.
Stevie G.
I don't think he's here yet. I think he should be here soon. I haven't heard that he wasn't coming, so usually he's here.
Okay.
Yeah, but he'll probably be here soon. We'll find out.
Okay. Hello? You ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this piece is entitled Black America, A Must. We Find Us. First, I want to apologize to my culture, but at the same time, I do not feel apologetic. This must be said. The pain within my heart grows as I watch portions of our wealth, our culture, slowly killing itself. With ignorance, greed, and self-hate, I see young men who surely are, but not many can spell the word reprobate. I see so many selling and using drugs, have labeled themselves as gangsters and thugs, adhere to false realities, their hearts gone cold. But what will they do when, wait, I'm sorry, if they grow old? They kill with malice, cause fear and mistrust, committing too many, their brothers return to dust. I see our young women lost in lusting swirls, become more like men, less feminine, because they were never little girls. Promiscuous and self-loathing in their bitterness, abandoned and clueless to what real love is, find themselves repeating the same mental block, like their mothers bearing children out of wedlock. They've been abused and used beyond many measures. Vile men no longer treat them as angelic treasures, so causing fissures in our family makeup, our tree limbs crack and continue to break up. I lost my place. I see.
All right. You can start off if you want.
I got it. Genocidal ruin of our beautiful blackness, our culture, our only culture on earth, still treated respectless. Most creative above any and all others. There's no doubt of the fact, but still at the back of life's train and still rolling off track. Clueless, we continue to use excuses saying that's just how we do. Shame ourselves further, we avoid the clue. It's not about us. The world is much bigger. We must grow beyond our ignorance and stop acting like the world's nigger. The blame game is thoroughly played out. The practice no longer holds any viable clout. We've got to make the changes to regain our dignity. It's going to be hard, and the trials won't be pretty. But we've shown we can be strong. We've shown we can be resilient. Now is the time for black to shine brilliant. The strength of our forebears must guide us now. The pride of Africa must again rest on our brow. The price of our freedom must not be forsaken. Let us rebuild our spirits and never let us be broken again. I am my brother's keeper. That is my piece.
All right, Jay Kren on the mic. Yes. You know what, when you posted that in the group, J Print, I really liked the message that you had in the piece, because a lot of people don't really look at all of the things that's going on surrounding them. You know, a lot of times we take life for granted and we live day by day without really paying attention to the things that are going on around us. We see things happening, but and if we can you do something about it, we choose not to, because we figure, okay, that's their business or whatever. But, you know, we are here, all here, to in some way or form to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers in so many ways.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I really believe our culture is in denial.
Yes.
Really in denial about who we are and where we stand in the world.
Absolutely. I so agree with that. A lot of times when I'm, you know, speaking with different poets who are really just like yourself, you know, with the type of pieces that you bring, and they talk about the different things in the community and change and everything, but a lot of times collectively as a community of people, we don't see, you know, I remember back in the day when everybody came together and we were talking about the other day how people came together, and you know, if you saw somebody's child acting up, the whole community got on that child and got them together. You know what I mean? You didn't let the child go astray. Everybody played. You know, it was like that saying, "Go, it takes a village to raise a child." But we don't live
exactly
by that any longer. You know,
exactly.
We see we see the kids doing things and, you know, we choose to stay out of it. And, you know, I really wish those times would come back where people, you know, join forces together. When somebody else in your block or your neighborhood was down on, you know, their luck, so to speak, that, you know, people pulled together to help that person because they lived in their community and they didn't want to see them go down. You
yes,
know what
ma'am.
I mean? But, you know, hopefully with people like you, that we can you know, raise awareness about the issue.
I'm trying to save the world, sis. I'm trying to save the world from itself. And hopefully through your show, you know, some people get the message, and hopefully through some other things I'm doing, other people will get the message and spread the word and say, look, we need to change. We need to stop doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. So we so thank you, Brother J. Crean, for sharing that piece with us. We so feel it, and I definitely stand with you in trying to change the world in any way that I can. You know, it's only little on me, so I could do my part wherever I am. You can do it wherever you are, and, you know, that's what makes it, you know, a difference, is everybody's doing their part however they can and whenever they can.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
All right. J. Crean on the mic. Tell the people, J. Crean, very quickly how to connect with you.
Well, they can reach me at J. Crean, the Elite Poet, at Facebook.com.
All right. You heard it. He's on the mic, rocking the mic, y'all. All right, J. Crean. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Thank you so much, brother.
Welcome.
All right. Next caller.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic from the 267 area code.
This is Testimony from Liquid Diamonds Productions.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I'm going to follow him up with This Isn't Dr. King's Dream.
All right.
And I'm dedicating it to my homeboy, Benjamin Hopper. He was murdered in Philly some years ago.
Okay.
Society seems dark and gray with the sin of death. Many bodies are laying in graves. Family and friends are left minus one, what type of game is this that allows the use of a gun? The screams and tears stream down another mother's face from the violence in our communities that continues to take place. Where does one hide and where can one go? Because not everyone in society wants to be successful. Dr. King's dream, they are not trying to recycle. AIDS, sex, drugs, and violence. It's hard for me to live here. I just can't tolerate it. I feel nauseous from the stench of death to the point of losing my breath. It's a disease that's trying to creep up on me, flooding our streets and destroying what's inside of we. Where is the black unity that once encouraged us to believe in black history, striving to be the best we could possibly be with a stroke of love, confidence, and self-belief? Someone, please tell me why the little ones keep dying and why my brother's keeper keep lying. Our men, our babies. Who pulled the trigger? Was it your 15-year-old next-door neighbor? Will it wash away the pain when the clouds decide to rain? Or will the bloodstains on the streets remain? Dr. Martin Luther King, all I have is my dream. And this, it saddens me to see.
That's the end of your piece, sister?
Yes.
All right. We just like to make sure, let's show you some love for that piece.
Okay, thank you.
Let me make sure I am. How are you pronouncing your first name?
Testimony.
Yes. Oh, I like that name, Testimony. I really enjoyed that piece because, you know, you're following up with, like you said, with kind of following the same lines from the previous poet, Jay Crean. You know, it's just a different type of situation in the state of our world today.
Yes. Yes, and amazingly, I wrote it about, I guess, maybe 8 or so years ago, and the crime rate, it continues to climb.
Wow. Well, I know our a lot of times, you know, the poets, we have a voice to bring about change, and this is what I feel is that, and then when you write, you know, pieces like that, people need to hear that, you know, there are people out there that really care about the state, the condition of our world. And coming with a piece like, you know, that's a great piece. And if you wrote that 8 years ago in this field.
Yeah, Bill, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Ben.
Yes,
I mean, because amazingly, he got killed right before he encouraged me to continue to write and, you know, use God's gifts. And the next morning, he was dead. Yeah,
well, you know,
so
that's wonderful you're able to do this in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
We saw I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
I said it's great that you're able to do a piece in his honor, and we so appreciate you for gracing our show with that piece.
Okay, thank you. And it's coming from my book of poetry titled Voices Inside My Head, The Cry of an Urban Mom.
How can we, you make sure you put your link in the chat room so we can
I'll put in the web address.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
We can also support you. You're welcome.
Oh, thanks
right.
So much.
Bye-bye. On the mic. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to keep it going here. We're going to take the next caller on the air. However, before we do that, let me properly connect in my call. Hey, CBG, how you doing?
What's up there, darling? How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Hello, everybody out there in your land.
You missed Jay Crean earlier. He gave you a shout-out. You know, I told him you weren't here yet, but you were on the way. So,
yeah. I know. I wish I would have got his piece, but he is asking. In the chat room, can he get another one? So maybe you need to let him get another
one. Yeah, hopefully we'll definitely be able to allow him to come through. We're going to take the next caller here. All right, call from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
How you doing? It's Lowry the Soulful Poet. What up, Stevie G? What up, Poetic
What's
E?
What's up,
y'all?
Lowry?
Lowry Edwards! We gotta shout him out like that. Lowry Edwards, coming to the mic.
I wrote this piece at work. This is called Low Budget Hustlers.
Ooh. All right.
Is it me, or have the masses of the population play the get over, gimme, gimme syndrome? This mentality is not describing unfortunate souls that really need help, but those idiotic fuck-ups with the pimp game beyond the dome. You know the types. They claim or never have no money and always complaining about their bills. But these slick, conniving ways, this nickel and dime, and yet they can't land a decent job from their manipulative skills. So you damn right. I hate to see two-legged, two-arm, able-bodied individuals laze up and not do for themselves. If I were a prime minister, president, I'd see to it that these bastards get stoned to death. What about people like you and me that work hard and try to do the right thing regardless of our circumstances? And then you got these lowlifes sitting back waiting on a handout, creating and plotting on our finances. Low-budget hustlers. That's what the proper term for these people are. You know the types. Always begging, borrowing, stealing, even finagling. Rearranging the words of Biggie Smalls. They get nothing but elimination, pure irritation from my verbal citation. These people are the ones in your family at functions, always trying to catch you in a festive mood while they trying to use that to get $10 out of you. Then they got a nerve to justify why they need it against the opposition like they political scholars. And then you got the type that really are not homeless, standing on corners holding up pitiful signs. And especially the wild-eyed ones. If my diamond ring don't shine, somebody buy me a bottle of wine. And what about the ones that always need a ride? I guess they'd ask you knowing that you'd give them one and being nice, but they forget public transit stops running at midnight. And what about certain fake-ass culprits on Facebook taking poem submissions for anthologies to sell back to the artists with a skim and a scam? Oh, man. They blowing up these poor, uninformed poets and artists, falling victim to their rags-to-riches flim-flam. Low-budget hustler. I cannot stand when someone takes up them. It's time that people take a stand and say enough of them. We got too many problems dealing with the corporate beast. So why are we putting up with neighborhood nitpicky get-over silent thieves? Yeah, that's what they are. Stealing and not stealing, subconsciously playing mind games with no feelings, low budget hustlers, and that's that piece.
All right.
Woo! Lord have mercy, if that wasn't the truth, wait a minute. We gotta say so long.
That was
the truth anyhow.
Yeah.
And I know you're telling the truth.
I had to expose that. Somebody could be listening to the show that fits the category. No knock on them, but, I'm just tired. It just seems like everybody takes up for people that, are a little downtrodden and they get over, oh, that's just their ways. Well, how about I pick up a baseball bat and slap the hell out of you just because of it? That's just my way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just tired of people taking up for them.
Yeah. I truly know what you mean about that. I know where you're coming from with that. Many parts of that piece. My goodness. It's the truth anyhow. That's all I'm going to say.
That's spoken for you. My My Facebook address, if anybody want to get at me, is Facebook.com, Larie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards, 1, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards, 1. I'm also a singer, www.larie, L-A-R-I-E, .bandcamp.com. I have downloads available. Some tracks, Miss Poetic E and Stevie G have played. And if you want to cop the album, join the Larie fan page, L-A-R-I-E, via Facebook, and you can cop the album by hitting shop now. And I'm going to come back for the erotic hour, but just to let you know, my night turns into day, my skies turn blue from gray, when it rains you are my sunshine, gleaming star of mine. That's just a little sample from Poetic Love. That's on my song. So
I think I made me want to take some voice lessons so I could just sing just one time with you.
Yeah.
I wish I could hold a note, but I can sing, but I can't sing. That is a distinct difference.
It's for the world. It's for the world, man. For the world. But I'm gonna slide out y'all way so somebody else can get some sound. I'll be back.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Larie Edwards was on the mic, y'all.
Hey, Larie.
Y'all heard his information.
All right.
All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have from the 318 area code stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Love me do.
Love me do. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am great. It's always a pleasure to hear Miss Love Me Do. What you going to do for us this evening, young lady?
An oldie but a goodie. It's titled The Real World. It's a feature, an excerpt from my book, Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child.
All right.
Eyes ready for the real world. But is the real world ready for me? I've been through many heartaches, can't you see? I was tired of being a poor black child. A poor black child that this world ain't ready for. I was tired of being a worthless slave that they say can't behave because they don't understand me. They just wanted the man that I walk just like them, that I talk just like them, be named just like them, and play the game just like them. But yet and still, they want to talk just like me. They want to walk just like me. They want to look just like me, but they still don't understand me. I tell you I was ready for the real world, but the real world ain't ready for me. Maybe it'll be ready for my children. I certainly hope so it'll be. And that's their piece.
All right. Short, simple, and sweet, and saying a whole lot. Yeah. All right, Miss Love Me Do, we so appreciate you. I'll shout your information out so that they can hear it over the airwaves and know about your book.
Okay.
We'd like fellowship and network.
Okay, right now I have 9 books out. My latest book that is out is titled The School of Hard Knocks, and the book that I just quoted from is the title of it is Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child. They're sold on Amazon, BooksAMillion.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and many other online retailers. I also on Facebook, author Nicole Brown. I have a fan page titled Outstanding Poet Nicole S. Brown. And my website is AuthorNicoleBrown.yolasite.com. And I also have a page on My City Me Social, Nicole Brown.
All right. Y'all heard her. Check her out, y'all. We love the fellowship and network because that's how we keep supporting one another. That's how we do. And so that's what we do here. So make sure you connect with her in fellowship and until we see you again, Miss Love Me Do.
All righty.
All right. We love you, sis.
Love you, too.
All righty.
Love you, too.
All right. All right, we're going to take a very, very quick commercial break. We have to because we just picked up another a sponsor for the show, so we definitely have to play that really quickly, and then we're going to come right back and fall back through and take some more calls. How about that? We are, and we have to definitely make sure we get their commercial in, and it's very quickly, so after these quick commercial break, we will be right back.
Refreshing. Hello, everyone. Let's make lemonade out of lemons. I'm talking about the job market. Go to www.ifellowman.info. It's that simple. It's about internet marketing, a step-by-step program with a goal to build you $100K a year in 90 days. That's www.ifellowman.info. It's that simple.
Like to read, but haven't got time for bookstores? Then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of ebooks, with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the readers' reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We so thank you for hanging out with us tonight on our Thursday mic open night, As always, we love when the poets come through and share their voice with us here on the show. We're going to keep it rolling because we do have some more callers on the line, highly anticipating to spin a piece or two. So let me follow through with the next poet on the mic. Good evening. Caller from the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have getting ready to bless the mic tonight?
Hey, it's your baby boy, Jay Cran says.
What's up, Jay?
How are you, Jay Cran?
Mr. John, how you doing?
Stevie G, my man.
What's good, baby? Missed your first poem, so you got to break it off proper now. I'm waiting.
Well, I got you, brother. I got you.
All right.
Now, I got one for y'all called Slaves. Posted it on the site as well. I hope y'all like it. Okay. Now, it's entitled Slaves. You don't have to agree, but you know it's the truth. Our growing state of falling grace. We as black, no need to debate. In our churches, all we ever hear is, come on, y'all, let's pass that plate. False prophets robbing the poor daily. When do we prosper? They keep saying maybe. Don't worry, brethren. Just keep on praying. It's going to be all right because y'all keep paying. This is God's word like it's breakfast time. They say, bring God more money. We must read between the lines. Not judging, but these preachers live too well. Ask them about life. They'll tell you life's all swell. But what's going on in your life? Still struggling with stress and strife? The hardships of your day-to-day still cut deep like a knife? Can't you all see that? You paid for his mansion and you paid for his Bentley and wasn't that a new Mercedes Benz that he's been driving lately? Diamonds and gold on his fingers, ears, neck, and wrist. Who paid for all that? Will you now get the gist of this? Come on, people. Our country never cared about us. Our government has an agenda just for us. Our churches used to care about us. All three are stealing our faith from us. Our future as a culture is bleak at most. We have nothing good, or positive to boast. Our ancestors suffered that we would be free, but look at us now, still slaves to greed. Have you ever wondered why other cultures have very little respect for us? They believe once a slave, always a slave. Why? Because we show even less love for us. That's my piece.
Jay Cran.
John Cran doing his thing again.
That piece right there, when I read it, when you posted that piece, it just speaks so much to the truth. I can't even say it. I can say it a million times, and it's just the truth. We have so many people, you know, and I hate to talk about the church, the government, all of those, but all of those people play a part in what's going on in our world today. Yeah, everybody suited up with diamonds, furs, minks, fancy cars, but yet there are people over here amongst them, you know, they're patrons, and they're going with, they're hungry, sitting up in a church. And there were times where the church was supposed to be the place where people can go to and get help, but that's no longer so. And I'm going to stop right here because I might get a little emotional about this. Because when I read your piece, I wanted to say amen a thousand times, because it's, you know, I've thought about that many times too. We have so many people that are just in a state of misfortune right now, but we have so many people thriving, and people are putting their money in the church and blessing the church and blessing the people, you know, the leaders of the church, but yet they're falling, and they're going without food sometimes, and you know, half the time not being able to have a place to stay, barely, you know, step away from foreclosure. Well, I'm going to leave it alone because it just don't make a... I really, truly felt that the urgency of that piece because, you know, it's just, I like to really say things about, you know, talk about those issues too, because it's something near and dear to me. You know, whenever I can, I like to help people, but I am one person, you are one person. But, you know, the people with all this money, they need to see the same urgency and get back to those roots where we used to help other people and not for show. I ain't talking about that because that's not really helping people. You know, it's easy for a person to say, I'm going to help this one, and then, you know, blow up the media saying, you know, letting everybody know that you gave. To me, that's not from the heart.
You know what, sis? When this country stopped believing in God and started worshiping the dollar, that's when all hell broke loose. That's when people stopped caring about each other. That's when human beings start loving money over human beings. You feel me? That's why we have so much chaos going on in this country. That's why eventually the dollar will be worthless, and man's soul will be pretty much a thing of the past. Man's spirit will be gone. Because money has taken over. The greed has taken over.
Absolutely. You're so right. That's what it is, greed. You know what? It's just so funny. Everybody's pieces is falling in line. You, Testimony, Lowry, all of those are tying in with, you know, some form of helping or not helping, greed, or, you know, something like that. And it's amazing how things just fall in place like that. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Cran, we so appreciate it. And then I started the show off with a piece of Altogether Lovely talking about God, and I didn't even, you know that we were going to go in this pattern. But such shall it be.
It's karma. It's karma, sis. It's karma.
Yes, it's meant to happen this way. Maybe somebody needs to hear it, you know, again and again. All right, Jay Crane, we so appreciate you for sharing that piece. That was entitled Slave, right? Or
yes, ma'am. Much love, sis. Much love.
All right. Much love to you, too. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We're sorry for that, but, you know, I just got had to get it. All righty. We're going to keep the show going here. And take the next caller on the mic. All righty. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, everybody. It's Strong Island.
Strong Island!
How you all doing tonight?
Great.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm coming through to do a piece that I actually wrote and posted called Real Men. And this piece basically goes like this, if you're ready. Real men, where are you at? Why did I keep getting all the boys who would like to play with toys? I'm not getting any younger, really getting tired of breaking in a new one just to turn out to be like the last one. My radar is broken. Got to get it fixed quick. I'm so tired of all this dancing around trying to be a man, but in reality, you can't even stand. Besides the real men who finish with games, who is ready for you to take his name? I am not saying this is me, but one day it will be. Misunderstanding of words written can cause a lot of hearts to be broken. Shake your head fast because this is the last time. The girl will lead. Instead, my knees have to plead, please. Can you come and satisfy me? As you all can see, just a piece of poetry from me to all of you. I hope you enjoy. And that is my piece.
All right, Miss Dolvin. Testimony for this 2 minute brother. Oh my. Oh God, you bitch front that peacock there. You said, let me flex it right and let me put it down like it is.
Yeah, that was definitely a good piece to write, I tell you.
Did you get some things off your chest, girl, with that piece?
Oh, yeah, I had to make sure I put in there that it was a piece of poetry because I started getting messages from all kinds of people about it. Like, who am I talking about?
You know what? People always do. They want to know. The inquiring minds want to know, are you talking about me? Are you talking about him? Who is it? They just want to know. But it's just a piece of poetry, like you said. All right, Miss Strong, we thoroughly enjoy that, sister. We got to keep the show rolling here, and we got 11 more minutes remaining in the first half of the show, and we are highly anticipating your segment of the show shortly, the Strong Island Central Sheet. So you're just going to hang out, I guess. And I'm sorry?
I said yes, I'm going to hang out. I'm in the chat room.
All righty. Well, I am going to, I need to place a track that was sent in to the show by an artist named Illiteracy, and the assembly line with this track called Fallen featuring Serenity. It's a long title, but you know what, how we do. We have to keep our artists in rotation because we promised that we would keep people in rotations. We'll keep the commercials rolling in because people are paying for their commercials so to be played on the show. But without further ado, we're going to play this track really quickly about Illiteracy. The assembly line Falling is the track featuring Serenity. Then we'll be back with more poetry, y'all. How about that?
to feel me. Listen. Transcend transgression, shift like manual transmission. Next to dudes, you about as real as a transsexual. I'm the root, you a vegetable. I'm the proof for the skeptical. Never gas, I'm the ground for the electrical. Face it, can't see spit with LASIK. Your flow is like the start of a military career, homie. Basic, all the money you put on your wrist, time wasted. Got a corporate agenda. Why you trying to look cool, hands free, talking on your mobile? I'm trying to look humble, walking with a mogul. Chatting about where to put the point behind the ovals. Get it, a nigga that don't know you. Ask for the proof from a nigga that won't show you. Give them a meter, they want a marathon, but it's pointless, cause I go over their head like a carry-on. Playboy, Mike is not a playboy. Mail on the grill, I'm saying. That's the only way that anything that comes out of your mouth worth a damn. Real-time gamer, survivor, carefully choose your alliances. Understand you being used as a tool whenever convenient. We nothing but small appliances, and the man ain't our biggest enemy. Compliance is real talk. I guess this is what it is. Never thought you'd be explaining hip-hop to your kids. You telling them how it is and how it was then. How music made a difference. You battle with your pants. And you can all pretend that it's all just change. It's evolution of an art form. It's just a different way of expressing the same thing. Like Nasir and Jay, only different. It ain't worth listening. Man, this is serious. Thank God for underground lyricists, illiterates. You stimulating your mind's clitoris. The whole world is hearing us. They loving that we there. So we sticking like 15 in hip-hop's hair. And your club in your night spot, we show up, grab the mic and spit, start to knocking covers out like Balboa. They wondering why we ain't sure before. We had the order right, but we was knocking on the wrong door. This is sort of like a Renaissance era, but instead of 15 tables, it's 16 bars. And Mona Lisa's just a video chick in the car. And this ain't Italy, it's Snoke City. Vibe with me, come on.
Stepping up to the mic tonight. It's Aribu from West Palm Beach. How y'all doing?
All right.
All right. Good evening.
Y'all gotta excuse my voice. It's been a long day today.
All right, you're but I'm okay.
I wanted to read something again titled "Passion and Exploration." Just something
all
I just threw it. I just threw it together and just published the book. So I just threw it all together. Figured I'd read it out of the book. Goes
all
like
right.
this. With attentive hands and flavored oil, we bless each other. Bodies shiver and soar to heaven with another. Of exclaimed silence, your body welcomes the sexual violence, the need to please, hence this night-long session. I've touched, teased, and tasted each and every section, following your hands as they point in the right direction. The squeeze of your lips leaves a man exhausted, sexually whipped, from the repeated ecstasy trips. Deep breaths caused by gyrations of feminine hips. We make room on the bed by pushing aside the clothes. Sweaty and tired, we lay and reminisce on those. Past events are recent. The air still holds our passionate scent of willpower relinquished. A smile precedes good sleep, knowing all yearning has been extinguished.
Is that your piece?
Is that your piece?
Yeah, that's my piece.
All right. All right. We just wanted to make it through. Can we fellowship with you? That's how we do it on the show here. We like to connect and fellowship with people and share our voices with you.
Well, y'all can look me up on Facebook. Name is Erivu. That's E-R-E-V-U. Creative in Swahili. You can Google that. I'm on Twitter, too, at mental.orgasms. And that's orgasms with a Z at the end. So I'm trying to do everything.
Mental orgasms?
Yes, ma'am.
I think we are friends on Facebook. I recognize that name, Mental Orgasm.
Yeah, that's been my tag. I was actually on here, I think it was last week. It's not last week or the week before.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, Mental Orgasm was my stage name when I did open mic. And then, you know, since, you know, you got to be PC with the family thing, you know, I had to switch it to Erivu so I could publish a book.
All right. We understand that. Sometimes you have to do that. We so enjoyed that piece, brother. Thank you so much for coming through. You're always welcome here on the Poetic and You radio show. And
thank y'all for having me.
Yeah.
All righty. Until next time.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am. Y'all have a good one.
You too. That was Mr. Orgasm, y'all. All right. We are going to get ready for the next half of our show. We're going to usher Ms. Stone Island in with a little bit of music first, and then she'll be right in between those moments. All right.
Some of them want to steal.
I just wanted to make that quick announcement. And then the very last announcement, we have a very well-known spoken word artist, Mr. Omari King Wise, who just really, you know, just really has made his mark in the spoken word industry from a lot of things that I've heard about him and things I've seen of his work. He's having an event tomorrow at between 8:30 and 11:30 p.m. Tickets are only $5. We blow that in McDonald's and things of that nature. And they're going to be at the Fire Historical and Cultural Art Collaborative Center. So if you can get an opportunity, you can connect with him on Facebook at Omari King Wise, and you can find out more about that event. Again, it's only $5. People that are listening from the Detroit area or in Michigan, period, if you have time tomorrow, go ahead and check that event out. It'll give you something to do. All right, without further ado, we're going to bring in Miss Joan Hyland and let her do a thing for the Strong Island Central Seat segment of the show. Miss Joan Hyland, how you doing, lady? Are you there, Strong?
I don't hear her.
I don't hear her either. Strong, are you there? Strong Island, are you there?
I guess you're going to have to be Strong Island tonight.
Okay, we apparently Strong is still getting together, so we're going to wait for her to come on through. And then we're, in the meantime, I'm going to just play a track until she comes in and to connect the rest of you poets in. Well, here's what we do, because I see that a lot of people have been holding on for a minute, so we want to make sure that we get them in. Okay, I just got a message. Okay, are you there, Strong?
Yes, I am. Sorry for that delay.
All right. Welcome, girl.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Strong Island Central Sheets. You are on the actual, the radio with Strong Island, Poetic E, Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic? Caller 202, you on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
All right. Had a little piece first and foremost. Good evening to you. Good evening again to Poetic E and Stevie G. And,
good evening, sir.
Yeah, I got a piece I want to try. I just wrote it, so bear with me. It's called Sexercise. You ready?
Ooh. Oh, yes, please
yes.
Do.
Ladies, since you want to lose weight, I got the perfect diet. This does not require not eating certain things. Well, you could. This won't even cost a dime. No get-fit programs, no ordering special pills. No, that's no good. What I'm about to bring to you is very healthy. Makes you sweat and makes your body temperature have a pleasurable rise. This is a 1-2-step version of my formula called Sexercise. First, we lightly give each other light massages, touches, and gropes for the opening warm-up of foreplay. Then I will be Teddy P shouting, turn them off, as I direct you into a slow-rolling game of Simon Says. Then we will stretch out, relax, release, relate in the form of 69. We will taste each other's liquid flow like H2O, getting ready to get in position for the next routine that's in line. You can take a break, and I'll give you a pastime. I'll let you take a lick on my warm popsicle stick. Then you go back into action and we change gears as you do jumping jacks provided by me, a pogo stick. Then you work your hips for a long riding exercise. Whip it up. Then I lay you down on your back as I prepare to enter my third leg into you for some in and out and push-ups. As I feel the thrust from my push, this will make your legs go into a front and back formation doing erotic sit-ups. Then we can go sideways and lust in that formation in and out as we soak from perspiration. The way I'm going to release from this workout is going to make you do a backflip and a headstand. And my muscles are so loose from being in a tense workout. We played like hokey pokey and we humped and twerked it out. Now that's what it's all about. Now, don't this feel better than Tybo, having your frustrations and juices let go? Round two, gonna have foreplay like a relay. Shit, we keep sexercising like this, we gonna have more kids than Bebe. Well, anyway, does your heart feel? How does your heart feel? How does your blood feel? How does your mind feel? You had a workout with no cramps, no aches. No, whew, I'm glad it's over because it felt surreal. Wasn't this a good surprise? This ain't even what a doctor would have ordered. And it's just called sexercise. And that's that piece.
All right, lady.
Woo! Woo! No! Oh! Yes. Exercise. Oh, sound like exercise. Oh yeah.
That's what the doctor
said. Going on and everything.
Mhm. Put a smile on the face. Thank you much.
Thank you so much, Larry Edwards on Facebook. L A R I E, E D W A R D S on Facebook. I'm gonna let somebody else get in the way. I want to thank y'all so much.
We just love when you come and grace Mike. You always do it right.
Thank you so much.
Well, Ms. Poeticky, we going to go ahead and take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 402 area code, you are on the air with Strong Island, Poeticky, and Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 402 area code.
I don't even have a name anymore. That's crazy.
402.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who do we have on the mic?
I don't have a name anymore. I don't know if I'm this mental symptom statement, adversity, Layla Murray. I don't know who I am anymore. How are you guys doing?
Just say your name, anyone you want to go by. And how are
you?
I'm
good.
Hey, lady.
Is it Strong Island? Huh?
Yes, it is Strong Island.
Hey,
you
how
guys,
you doing?
You guys are great. I like that the one that just went off. He was great. I like to do some of that kind of exercise.
All right. I'm with your sister on that one. But, okay. Private thought.
You know what? I really didn't want to do a piece tonight. I just wanted to come in and give you guys some love. You know, I'd be nervous on the mic, so I'm just trying to just stop to say hi and keep it going.
Well, you know what? It's all good to hear from you, but I would love to hear you spit one of your pieces. You are an excellent writer.
Well.
And I love you.
Go ahead.
But, you know, hey, you have a whole couple of more, you know, 45 minutes to go. So if you feel like you want to come back, come back.
Well, I just want to tell you that my book is coming out in 45 days. And actually two books are going to be coming out. One is called Making Love is Mental, and the other is called Episodes.
Hot stuff. Congratulations.
Thank
like
you, guys.
That.
But, Michelle?
Yeah?
You said it's Michelle and Stevie G, right?
Yes,
You guys, like, have one of the best shows, and I just really enjoy listening to you guys. Can you guys do me a favor, guys, because I'm always missing you guys. Can somebody just drop me a link, even the day before San Juan, don't forget us on Thursday? Because I just happened to talk to somebody else, and they said they were on another show, and then that's what made me think Michelle and Strong Island.
All right, sure.
So I'm going to come back and do a piece. I'm going to go practice a little bit and see if I can warm up and do one. So I'll come back in a little bit, okay?
Okay, we'll be well.
Right,
hear you.
All right, see you in a minute. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Miss Poetic E,
I see somebody else is raising their hand and ready to get started. And you know who this person is. It's me. Yeah, I'm going to come through actually and do my erotic side to this poem called Strong Island's Cry. I have two sides to this poem. One is not erotic and this one is. So, this is how this poem goes. Like Strong Island, strong, long, hard, deep penetration into my cavity makes me scream, ooh-wee, bring me, baby, down to my knees. Sensual, sexual, exceptionally pleasing to tasting the juices of my sweet cherry pussy, dripping all over with delight from the sight of the Mandingo vanilla flavor, chocolate-covered dick, so pleasing to my taste buds, causing eruptions of more juices to flow way below our bodies. No more words need to be said, just pounding over and over, begging more, 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 until unconsciousness is almost at hand. Realization is coming into plan. This is yours for the taking. Always continue to give it strong, long, hard, and deep. And that is my piece. That is Strong Island's Cry.
Did you say that was Strong Island's Cry?
Yes, the erotic side.
You said strong, long. Well, I am on this.
Yeah, that piece actually, the other side of it, I actually performed it live. And, you know, since I couldn't really do an erotic piece because it was a Sunday and the time of day, I rewrote the poem to bring it down some notches so I'll be able to read it. And, you know, that's one of my pieces that I did at my first open mic.
All right.
I'm not going to hold the mic, you know, too long because I see someone is waving feverishly out here. And that someone is Paula from my co-host, Mr. Stevie G. Come on and blaze the mic.
Stevie G, I'm quiet over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Well, we calling you out. Come and blaze the mic, sir.
Okay, I'll come raise it. I got a piece I wrote called Heated Chocolate.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Strong Island. Sweet the heavenly scent of your lusciousness, tempting my anatomy to proceed with aggressive pressure. I'm loving the way you feel and how it's making me feel. Looking like a chocolate-covered lollipop, got my boys calling me, can't stop, won't stop. I'm going to lick you from your toes all the way up your chocolate thighs. Get your blood boiling first, then make your pussy walls cry. Don't move, boo. Stay right there, exactly like you are. Because I'm going to ride that pussy like a deuce in a quart top. All this softness and sexiness got a brother feeling right. That's why I'm putting that ass in dire straits for life. Forget Stevie G after the night is through. I'm going to possess that kitty like my dick got voodoo. I'll be hitting that proper the back, because my dick is a chisel chopping off coochie cataracts, breaking your ass down like a GM assembly plant. While I diagnose the pussy, I hear her chant, do me, daddy, daddy, do me right. Daddy, do me, daddy, ain't this pussy tight? Do me, daddy, do me one more gan. Daddy, do me. Stick the dick back in. And that's my piece.
Stevie.
leave. Now you know. And you say you don't do these things, huh? I guess it rubs off on you.
Yeah, you're rubbing off on me.
I know it.
Boy,
I know it.
You.
I knew it. I knew CBG had it in him.
I told you. I knew he did. He hang around long enough and rub off.
Your turn, Miss E.
Mm-hmm. Lady.
I'll keep y'all awake.
Hey, you know you have it in you, but that's okay. We understand. You perfectly
did you say... CBG, what was that part? You say boo.
Yes, he did. He tripped me on that one.
That is a powerful.
Yes. Brother, you did it. You did it.
Thank you.
All right,
huh? Well, Stevie. And Ms. Poetic and listeners, I just wanted to share this little announcement. It's still in the works, but I'm actually going to be doing my first live production of erotic poetry in my home state of New York. Bringing it to Long Island. Nervous ain't the word for this one, because now you'll be able to see me do this stuff. You know, but that's... Thanks to all of y'all, the backing of y'all, you know, your pushing, your suggestions, your encouragement. Without you, I wouldn't be here today.
Oh.
So thank you both.
Thank you.
Was that beef on cue or what?
And you know I'm ready for him because I just wrote a piece for him today.
All right, Miss Strong Island, we definitely don't have to get down there and... Big Apple.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up. You know, the details is really still being worked out. We have a tentative location, but I would prefer to change it. But if not, then, you know, it is what it is. I'll do it. You know, for, you know, small intimate crowd, just to get your feet wet, you know, just to see how it is, see how it goes over, you know, and then start out, you know, take it bigger. You know,
absolutely,
but
absolutely.
It's definitely fun. But the good thing is, you know, I'm raising my hand again because you know me. I like this. I'm actually going to do a piece that y'all seem to love, and it's called This is an Announcement of the Emergency Broadcast System.
All right,
and this piece actually goes like this. All erotic lovers, come out from undercovers. Stand up and take your place. This is no ordinary race. Hands lifting partners up, fingers exploring each lady's breast. Women excited for the attention given. Legs beginning to open wide. Mouths and tongues moving with speed, licking, sucking. Juices flowing, mouths receiving full fluids. Moaning being heard all around. Bodies being pulled down on the ground. Women being mounted with dicks ready to work their pussy, entering with deliberate strokes. Cries of passion being heard from afar as cum is flowing all around. This was a service at Emergency Broadcast System, and that is that piece.
Did you get that announcement over right
now? Yeah, you know, it's certain pieces that I write. I look at them and I'll get other ideas for those titles. And I may wind up rewriting the whole thing. I think that's one of them that you may see another version of it come out.
All right.
Definitely. Well, at this time, I think we need to slow it down a bit and let's listen to some nice, soothing music to go with all these hot pieces that's coming out.
All right.
Woo!
You know how Stevie G like to do? He like to hear it old school.
Old school.
All right, well, you know what? We can do a little Barry for him.
Ain't nobody asked about no Barry.
What happened? Barry? You don't like Barry?
I didn't say I didn't like Barry, but ain't nobody say nothing about Barry. We just said old school. You act like Barry owns old school.
No, he does not. No, he really does not.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll hit you with a little Gap Band. Is that better?
Who?
The Gap Band, you remember them?
Yeah, I remember them. Of course.
All right.
Well, hey, if you remember them, baby, I remember them.
Of course. This is dedicated to you. The Gap Band.
Bye.
Well, everybody, that was the Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love. Welcome back to Strong Island Central Sheet, and you're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Whew, I see they're waving their hands. Let's get to the next caller. Caller from the 402 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Miss Mental, Layla, you know, and my other 10 people.
Hi, Miss Mental. Welcome back.
I cracked myself up. I wanted to do a piece that I wrote a couple of days ago. I got to forgive boys. Every time I get on there, I get nervous and it cracks up a little bit. So I'm going to go for what I know, okay?
Okay, do your thing, lady.
This piece doesn't even have a name. So I don't know. It goes like this. When they look in my face, they see passive. When I open my mouth, they see me, dominant and massive. Why are they so intimidated, wishing my strength be eliminated? I love them in the abundance, but so many I see in the distance. They is a slight remembrance. I have goals. I am perseverance. They sit back in the cut, looking and listening, smiling and grinning, but deep in his gut, He sees his resemblance in me, the comparisons. He sees me as something other than his equal. Going away growing is the sequel. I have goals. I wear many roles. In life, I am a black woman, an African-American queen. I smile, but it's always upside down, sometimes never seen. I play the role of wife, only the role had no ring. Marry me was the course that I've seen. As the children were growing, and now they're all grown. And he's moved on, leaving me disowned. I was passive. The hurt he gave was massive. I was intimidated. My knee, my strength, he eliminated. I gave my love and the abundance, but now he and I are at a distance. The relationship embedded constant remembrance. I want love. It's a constant perseverance. But you see, there are so many scenes since then that I've had to delete. I've had to cut. I know love is there. I know love is there for me. I feel it deep in my gut. Why can't they, just one he, see me in his resemblance? Why am I always the comparison to what's not normal? Because I want a man to share my soul as my equal. Constantly replaying the same damn sequel. I got goals, you know. Damn it, I've played all the damn roles to satisfy with each. And every fucking guy says it's passive to make him feel strong and massive. I've stroked egos. I've stroked them in places others can't go. My mental is massive. I give a little of my soul, but you see, it's just my fucking face that's passive. What's wrong with me being strong? What's wrong with me? What is me? And us traveling the same damn road, singing the same damn song. What's wrong with me being your strength? And your day has you weak. What's wrong with me being weak? What's wrong with my heart being weak, wanting you to protect it? If that's what I seek. I am a dominant and very confident African-American woman, mother, sister, lady, friend, queen. To the end, what I want is not to be eliminated. What I want is for my strength, not to be intimidated. Love, perfect goals, got me hiding inside passive roles. I wish you knew that my mental is a place no man can dismantle. Just because I am self-taught, self-educated, a black woman. Just because I am seeking me, this is my comment. I accept them in ways that are passive, ignoring things others say are massive. I can't read his cover, then tell him his story, flipping the book over and over. I can't judge what I see. I can't judge him because of what he wants to put deep inside me, give him a seat in the abundance. Then later, I'm just remembrance, telling me it's my dominance he can't handle. But he's no comparison. He's unable to go the distance. Not again, this shit is happening. I am the resemblance of each of them that couldn't go the distance. Each time they look into my eyes, they see his. The one the time before left my heart, rest in bliss. I need from my heart to harden, like my core no longer weak. A fruit that's not ready. Wearing my fire as my crown, singing a song to him and them, good riddance. Harden will keep all of this hidden, safe and protected, no longer passively elected to take the nuisance. Cheer dance with one opening my eyes, and then he's all gone. From my strength that was shown, I have a desire to be me and prominent. I am dominant, and I'm not seeking dominance. Prominent versus passive, dominance versus indecisive. My sequel is now his equal. One after one, they built me. They built what they see. They program what they hear. Now unable to adhere. Now this model is what they fear. Fearing the mental of a creature no one wishes to feature. I lay dormant. In me, love is prominent. My love is passive and given in the masses. Love I see distant in the distance. Love is present in my perseverance. Love is embedded in my remembrance. I wish one could just love me in my dominance.
Okay.
Was that your piece, Mama?
Yep.
Congratulations. Woohoo! Hold on one second. Gotta give you yours. That was an awesome piece, lady. And I love hearing
you
and share it with us.
I just wish man
you drew me right
in,
because I was just lost.
You said what?
I said I was just lost in your piece.
You know what? I really wanted to do that piece tonight, because I really think that there's a lot of people that are by themselves, and they're by themselves for the wrong reason. And
yeah,
not everybody is unequally yoked. It's just who's going to compromise to go the distance for each other. And I love black men, but they don't seem to love my dominance. And I'm not trying to control them, but I'm in control of me. And I have goals and aspirations. And, it is what it is. I mean, I've been an insurance agent for 1 week, and I'm number one in the state of Nebraska and Georgia, and on my way to take over New York. And that doesn't mean that I can't love a black man.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I can't be whatever. And there are so many black women in the same position. And I just wish they'd meet
yeah.
in the right place. So that's why I just wanted to read that piece, so maybe somebody can meet us all halfway.
Yes, I was so drawn into that piece. And just, it speaks a lot of volume about, what you just said about people making choices to be alone when they don't have to be alone, and then they don't make, nobody wants to put the work in to make a relationship work these days.
Mm. Amen. They just say, can I hit? What about can I take you to dinner? What happened to those days? Let's go to a movie.
Yeah.
You can be feeling that passion and want to hurry up and get through the movie, but let's just try that first. Let's attempt to have a movie. And it just don't happen that way. And that's why relationships end up over before they get started. They don't even know. So
yeah.
I love you guys. And
we love you back.
Girl.
All right.
You did an excellent job, and I'm
me.
Proud to have you come across the stage and share that piece.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to sit back and listen.
All right.
Well, Poetic E.
That piece really drew me in. Just wanted me to just pay attention, especially with Miss Mental's voice. It kind of just made you just want to really, listen to every morsel of her word. And then, I know she posted that in the group. And it's just a piece that you really need to take hold on to and just really pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like she said, what happened to old-fashioned romance? It's like gone.
Yeah.
It's gone
yeah.
now. Today's version, I don't know what it is. The kids today don't know what true love is. They think they do, but they
right.
really.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, they really don't. Well, Miss Poetica, you know me and my greedy little self. I just feel like sharing some more.
All right, share.
I'm going to ask you to share a piece called Sweet Nectar. I've probably did it before. This piece actually goes like this. Honeydew is the flavor of my sweet nectar. Juices flowing down my legs. To your surprise, as your penis begins to rise, your mouth is watery from anticipation of that succulent nectar. That is honeydew flavor. It is so inviting. You can't help to just wait. Want a quick taste? With lust upon your face, nothing more to do. Just come taste this sweet honeydew and let your mind, body, and soul just explode from this at last meeting that's coming between us, not by chance, but once planned to be brought from my highest mountain down to my lowest cave. Make sure you try to behave a bit, as this clit can't take too much. Sucking, licking, and swallowing, your mind is exploding from the honeydew flavor of the sweet nectar, and that is my piece.
All right, Ms. Strong.
Yes, girl, show yourself some love for that.
Well, thank you for that.
All right, Ms. Strong. How you feeling over there, girl?
I'm feeling good. I woke up with a smile on my face, and, hey, I've been smiling all day. So that's a blessing.
All right, now. That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely a blessing.
You'll even be smiling even more if somebody was tasting your nectar, right?
No comment.
You said I played myself on that one.
Ooh, no, I'm not going there on that one.
See, you got quiet over there.
You know what? I'm just listening to you two talking about how nasty I am. I don't know.
Wow. You see, that's usually you, Stevie.
Y'all over there comparing nasty notes.
I've been betrayed and thrown under the bus.
There's nothing nasty about nectar, is there?
No.
If it's in a can.
Naturally.
Nectar, I guess, supposed to be tasty, huh?
Hey, nectarines are. I know that much.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
I love chocolate myself.
Yeah, you know what?
Chocolate is not nectar.
All right, you know what? I'm going to right now, and I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 865 area code. You are the air with Strong Island, Stevie G, Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, fam, this is Jay Krant.
Hey,
Jay.
He had to come stop the
foolishness. Hey, Jay, what you come back on for so you can compare nasty notes with E and Strong?
Pretty much.
Man, Strong got me up, man. Hey.
Strong got you out the bed, huh?
You know it.
Wow. What are you going to bless us with, brother?
Well, I don't exactly have a poem. It's actually a short story, a really short story I posted on the page about 2 days ago, and I wanted to share it with y'all.
Okay.
You're saying.
Okay. This is 3 hours of heat the next week. It's Saturday night. A week later, and we're sitting in her dining room having the baked chicken, green beans, cornbread dressing, and salad I cooked for our little stay-in date. Candles glowing and sipping on a nice bottle of Chardonnay. She looks up from her plate with a slick, wicked smile and says, "Baby, I was just thinking about last weekend. Really, all this week, just couldn't get my mind off you. Something about the way you made love to me, the way we ate, sucked, and fucked. My panties have been wet every day, and I'm wet right now. Baby, I always wanted to tell you how I love to watch your big dick grow. I love to hold it in my hands and feel the power of it take over me, rule me."
When I stroke you and suck you deep in my throat, my juices flow so wet and make me weak for more and more and more. And when I make you come, baby, I feel so powerful. Baby, like that dick is mine and I control my shit. I just can't get enough of the taste of you or the feelings I feel when I'm with you. I know what you mean, mommy. Watching your sexy ass respond to my touch, where your eyes glow, you get that deep, satisfied look, where you breathe, sexy way you moan and scream for popping. Baby, the feeling is so overwhelming, makes me stronger, makes me work harder to please you and give that fine ass body of yours the kind of loving you want, kind of loving you need, especially when I'm eating your pussy and you taste it so, so sweet. The juice strokes my appetite and puts me into overdrive, making me almost lose myself in your velvet cream softness. And oh, let me tell you this. When we fucking doggy style, you lift your ass to me like you offering me yourself as a gift, baby, and I'm pounding and stroking and slapping your juicy cheeks till they turn red and burning, and you loving every minute. We look at each other's eyes, both with a sly grin, and she says, baby, food gonna get cold. I say, yeah, I know. That's my piece.
Hot. Hot, hot.
Oh. How much is Jay Chris, woo!
Now you know. Now you know, brother.
Yes, sir. That was a
story.
You should have said red part one and two.
That was hot. That was really, truly, truly hot.
Thanks.
You got me over here like the little emotion con with the sweat pouring from the forehead. That's what's going over here in my house. You're heating up the place I'm over here.
Stevie, wow. Stevie, turn that fan on, man. Turn the fan on, Stevie.
Fire.
I got my fan on already.
Jay, thank you for coming through and seriously putting it down with that story. I really lost my words on it. It was hot.
The imagination, it was just like you know, we was a character in the room.
Yeah.
That's how I try to weave it.
All right. You did your thing. You accomplished.
Thank you very much.
Well, I tell you this. Because he came with that, I think I'm going to try out the new piece I just wrote.
Do it.
And stand back and just listen. You know, it's the first time.
Okay. Are you going to put the same on that? Okay.
All right, and this piece actually is called Booty Call. I got inspired from a picture that said the word booty call, and I told the person I'm going to write a piece to go with it. So here's that piece. Booty call. You say you want a booty call. Is that all? I want to see you just drop those drawers. Hey, I can see your head peeking through. Shining and glistening with pre-cum, too. Drawers coming down all the way to the ground. Mine's getting excited from the sight that is in front, knowing soon that your nut will be bust. I want you to take me by the hand, lead me to the door, make me lift my back off the floor. Spread my legs and play with my clit. Tongue, kiss, and lick it. Take your hand and make that fist. Just insert it real quick. Explosion of pain, for this is a new trick. Surprise is on my mind, because this man is sure fine. Pain eases up to turn to pleasure. Oh, lover, I can't believe you're really doing this to me. Now foreplay is all done. Time for me to get some. Do you want it raw, or would you like to put on a cover on? Opening legs, one time more. Entering the wet spot. Slowly entering, inch by inch. Body starting to twitch. Now beginning the all suck of my beating my pussy up. Fast emotions now at hand. Heavy breathing like a madman. Thrusting, shouting, calling my name. Got me going so insane. Loving every thrust, loving every plunge. Can't wait to get my G-spot done.
finally deep and you hit the good spot, G-spot, got me squirting like a new, like newer, never before. I think I keep you for more than a booty call, and that is that piece.
All right, Strong in the house. Strong, did you say you were keeping for more than a booty call?
Yeah.
All right now, girl. All right now. She must have put it down. All right
and
now.
It's funny because the picture the person had up, and it, you know, it was in a group. They had a picture up, and it said something about booty call. I said, you know what? That gave me idea. And I told them, I'm going to try to write something to it. And
mm-hmm.
they told me to go ahead. They said, go ahead and do it. And I sat here today trying to think of something to do for the upcoming show. And that's one of the pieces I came up with.
All right, now, girl.
I got an old one. We got
go
callers. We got callers on the line, Strong.
Well, let's see. Do we? You on the line?
Okay.
All right. Good answer.
This is an old one. I might have read it before on here. I'm pretty sure I did. It's called The Heat.
Hmm.
The hotter, the wetter, the tighter, the better. Come on, cutie. Let's lock up together. I want to make you feel love. This is a real love. We fit like a body glove. It's a red bone connection. And you're on top, and we're moving in the right direction. It was an omen for you and I to meet. That's why the Isley Brothers wrote Between the Sheets. Don't reach over and grab your gear, dear. I ain't through. I got more work to do here. Let me give you a lesson in loving. It starts with a mwah, then some hugging and rubbing. Then the buttons pop, the legs unlock, and my anatomy gets hard like a rock. After tonight, I'll be the one you miss. But like Mary J. said, reminisce, reminisce, reminisce. That's my piece.
Woo! See some good love, and if you reminiscing about it, you don't think about nothing you ain't enjoy.
You have tag team with me, Stevie. That's an awesome piece.
Y'all brought it down. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Hey, that reminds me of that. You know that first show that I did. That open. They decided that they want to challenge me. We didn't do any erotica. But they wanted to challenge me with erotica on a street corner. So we out there on a street corner, and they just was blazing it up, putting on a show for everyone going by. I said, all right, now, here we go. And from there,
all
that
right.
was made to do my own, you know, to do this erotic show here in Long Island, New York. So we're going to do this thing August 6th. Ah, and it's coming. Trust me, it's coming soon. Definitely
all
coming
soon. All right.
Well, I see, you know, we have a little bit more time left, but I just really seriously want to give a thank you to everybody who's in the chat room. You, Miss Poetic E, you, Mr. Stevie G, a Tantric Class, Guest 31650, John Crin, Shinaz Marie, Sophia, Soft Kisses, myself, and Testimony. I mean, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart from just being here and listening and letting me do my thing and letting me hear y'all do your thing. It's an awesome
All
show.
Right. Yes, yes. All right.
I think we could hear a little bit more music before we go out of this place.
Hey,
right.
More,
I think I'm feeling
yes.
dramatic.
Yes.
What did you say, Stevie?
I'm talking to Poetic E right now near Miss Strong.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever upload the music I sent you?
Yes, sir, I did.
So when are you going to play some of it?
I know we have been playing this DVD.
I know I sent you a bunch of stuff by Bloodstone. How much stuff I sent you?
I think it was 10 songs.
That's enough.
Yeah, I think I uploaded all 10 of them.
Let's see. I'm going to have to call you to make sure I'm getting the right CBD, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, in the interim, I say we can listen to a little bit of Miss Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Come take a phone with Sweet Thing.
Chaka Khan. Chaka, Chaka Khan.
Yep.
All this my time.
Oh, we are mad.
We're going to have to sing a trio, y'all, and bring it out sometime.
I don't know where that came from. I don't know who that person was who was harmonizing with him.
I get carried away when I hear Chaka Khan. Whew, that's my jam.
Oh, yeah. We sing? Definitely. I still love her till today, you know, since then. Watching the BET Awards, seeing a lot of the old school people, it was just like, ah, take me back. Take me back in time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will say adieu, everyone.
Well, everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Have a good night. Love y'all.
Love y'all, too.
Next week.
Next week.